In Europe, electronic ear tags are put on livestock to track animals from birth to market. While proponents say it will prevent and contain foodborne illnesses, the idea of adopting the technology in the U.S. is meeting resistance, and as Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, is creating a rift in the ag community.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is supporting the idea of using radio frequency identification, or RFID tags, to track cattle that cross state lines. While that's just a toe in the water of what the technology could eventually be used for, it has livestock producers, ranchers, state departments of agriculture, and farm bureaus weighing in with widely differing opinions. Darvin Bentledge is tending to some of his cows on a very windy day on his southwest Missouri farm. He's an independent producer and says it seems like every year prices go up. Feed, transportation, medical care, while meat prices don't always respond in kind. He says he's opposed to being forced to buy RFID tags for his animals.
Purchasing extra equipment, you're going to have to spend more time. You're going to have to buy those tags, which aren't cheap. You're going to have to buy readers.
The U.S. Cattlemen's Association official position is supportive of RFID tags, but they're also quick to point out concerns, including limiting who would have access to the data they collect. Dwight Keller is a rancher in North Dakota and the Cattlemen's Health Committee chair. Keller says the metal clips with ID numbers currently in use are adequate and cheaper.
If it serves the same purpose, and let them use either or, you know, and it will sort itself out with time, you know, and it would also give producers a chance to get familiar with it.
Keller chooses to use RFID chips on his animals, but says it should be a choice, at least for now. He says the chips save him time and money in managing his herd. But even that is a point of contention in the RFID debate.
Can that technology actually keep up with the speed of commerce?
Garrett Hawkins is the president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. He says there needs to be more proof that adopting the technology is effective in quickly scanning animals and uploading information to where it needs to be. He says a neighboring state is taking the right approach.
And that's what Kansas Department of Agriculture and their sector has really been looking at technologies, looking at how animals flow through livestock markets, and can the technology keep up?
Kansas is giving out free RFID chips to accredited veterinarians to help track sick animals. But according to the department's website, at this time there is some uncertainty how far into the future the program will exist. The director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture says they don't want to see a federal mandate requiring producers to pay for technology because it could hurt family farms. But Chris Chin says there are other factors at work.
I think another thing we need to think about is the impacts that it will have on trade agreements and being in compliance with global trade regulations that are set by the WTO.
All the moving parts have created varying proposals for additional small-scale pilot programs to use RFID. But cattle farmer Darvin Bentledge thinks even pilot programs will eventually lead to a mandate because big agriculture interests will try to scare the public into thinking RFID is necessary for public health, and that cost will go to farmers who can't afford it, especially now coming off of a pandemic.
We still haven't recovered from a year ago. The prices of cattle are still not up where they were a year ago. And so that's kind of a lame excuse, but I have no doubt they'll use it, you know.
Bentledge concedes this may be the next generation's fight. He recently turned 65 and has started putting out feelers to find a young farmer to buy his land. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.